That's right. Yeah, you know, people ask really odd questions, yeah. You know. Sometimes you think, people ask a question and think, you know, have you any idea who I am?
Yeah.
Do you know what you've come to? You know, and it's like, someone asked me a question and said, have you spent much time with Britney Spears? I said, well, funnily enough, no. You know, although
really.
I have spent some time with Kylie Minogue. So it's in a way, it's kind of like...
It's not ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous in a way, but it sort of catches you unawares, really. You think it's like, you know, kind of middle-aged bloke from the north doing sort of downbeat drinking songs and so on and so on. And someone says, have you spent a lot of time with Britney Spears? And I said, well, do I look like I've spent a lot of time with Britney Spears? Do I look like the kind of guy that she would seek out when she was passing through the north of England? You know,
showbiz running through you like rock, Mark. Come on.
I don't mind, really. You know, people can talk about whatever they want, but I do like a bit of chat and a bit of an exchange with the audience. I think that's great.
Yeah, and you've got to love a bit of banter because, you know, sometimes you can go, like, we went to a comedy gig the other week and we weren't late. We were on time, but the only table available was, you know, the one underneath the microphone.
So you know it's coming your way.
And you just go, oh, God, why? but I guess with a show like yours, it might be quite nice. You might get to have a proper little ramble with you.
I do take the mick out of people, you know, if it comes about, you know. I'm sort of like, I say what people are thinking, you know. Some people are kind of really unselfconscious. They ask a question and it never ends and they go on and on and on. I say, well, you know, hang on a minute. You know, there are some other people here, you know, there's other stuff we want to do. And so there's always a risk, isn't there? But there's always a risk of someone making me look an idiot, you know. So it's kind of, we enter a sort of contract, really. But I mean, I think my shows are kind of honest, you know. I mean, I think there's no real artifice to it. You know, I'm not playing a different character than who I am, you know.
And, because the book, that part of it is based on Reeling in the Years, it's each year, a track to represent each year of your life so far.
That's right, yeah.
Anything in there that's absolutely hideously embarrassing?
Well, I mean... I refuse to be embarrassed. I mean, I am hideously embarrassing to my children. Say, oh, Dad. You know,
all dads are. Yeah.
And that's kind of a good leveller as well, you know. I mean, I'm not under any... I mean, I'm 53 years old. I'm not labouring under any misapprehension that I'm remotely cool or fashionable. I'm never worried about that. And so, you know, I don't worry. So I refuse to feel kind of guilt, really. I mean, you know, 1967 instead of Sergeant Pepper and By the Beatles, you know, I've picked Sandy Shaw and Puppet on a String because she was the first woman I thought was absolutely beautiful. And so, but, you know, I don't acknowledge this thing of guilty pleasures because music's supposed to be pleasurable. If you find it pleasurable, why should you feel guilty about it? You
exactly.
Know? Lots of music I like and lots of music I don't like. But, if I like it, then that's all that matters to me.
Mm.
You know, I don't feel the need to be embarrassed, you know.
No, well, absolutely not. And Oxford's very much looking forward to welcoming you. And don't worry, it's not going to be a hostile crowd. We're quite nice in Oxford, quite relaxed.
Yes, good.
A bit bookish, you know.
That's fine. Yeah, I'll make sure
scholarly.
I wear my tweed jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, with the leather elbow patches.
There you go.
You'll fit right in, Mark. We're looking forward to having you. It's going to be the 30th of November at the Glee Club. If you want to catch up with Mark and, well, have a little pint with him beforehand in the Duke's Cut. Why not? We'll invite
everyone. Before and during and after.
Brilliant. I love it. And Mark, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure to speak to you.
Yeah, thanks, Sophie.